Yeah, James, third round of our virtual interviews. What a joy to see that little Berlin concert. And there you played too, the one song I will play on your record show. What's that, Klang Horizonte? No idea. On March the 30th at Deutschland Funk at 9:05 p.m. Okay. Yes, I enjoyed the concert too. I want to ask you three questions around Peter Paolo van der Heyden. Okay, go ahead. One. The song tells quite a sad story about disillusionment, Roads Not Taken. Is the title name of the song based on a rail encounter? How did it grow? Yes, it is based on a rail encounter. It's based on a number of rail encounters. I say quite a lot these days that when I'm touring, when you meet other musicians, I always have something in common with them. I feel I do when they're sort of my sort of age. You know, you've been stuck doing music all your life and you're still here doing it, even though really it's a ridiculous thing to do for a living. And this song is more about meeting the people who perhaps didn't go on to do music, went on to do other things, and you've just grown away from them. So in the song itself, there are three characters who have become this one character, Peter Paolo van der Heyden. But there are three people from my past, and they all become this one person. The name van der Heyden was taken from a friend of mine from a long time ago, from maybe 35 years ago. I always thought she had the best name. And as I was looking back, I decided to put her name into the song. But she wasn't one of the people in the story, if you understand. Anyway, question two, where are we? A melancholic story wrapped up in an uplifting, driving, positive mood most of the time. Like a second meaning of affirmation, in spite of it all, something like that. It could have been a song. Kink's mastermind Ray Davis could have written from the lyrics, the atmospheres. Well, thank you very much. That's very flattering. And there are persons at the end of the track weeping when seeing London Calling on TV. I think that is the documentary. No, it's not. It's the song. It's the Clash song. London Calling. Can you just speak a bit about those two layers of the song, the downbeat and the upbeat, and the scenes on London Calling that might have made the buddies weep? Well, I'd love to say that I'm the sort of guy that sits down and tries to write a song with the downbeat and the upbeat, as you say. And I'm certainly a fan of the Kinks. I think Sunny Afternoon is possibly one of my favorite ever pop songs. Well, it definitely is one of my favorite ever. So I was going to say it was my favorite, but how can it be your favorite when I Feel Love exists? So I get the Kinks thing and I like the Kinks thing. I've been a fan of theirs, but I didn't try and mix the up with the down. It's just I write lyrics, and then when there's enough lyrics, I sit down at the piano or the guitar and I kind of push them into a song, you know, and I see what happens. I suppose if this song had been written with a melancholy feel, with a melancholy sound in a minor key, it may have sounded a little more, I don't know, maybe just a bit sad, melancholy. But because it's up-tempo, it does give it more of a kind of a slightly wry look, I suppose, looking back. But I can't say I planned it like that. And then the London Calling thing, that was just a very sad time for me, but a happy sad time. A friend of mine was returning to Australia after many years living in the UK. And I was in Scotland. I've lived in Scotland all my life. And I'd gone to visit her in London. And she came up and spent a few weeks with us up in Scotland. And just before she went, we were sitting in a bar in Dundee, which takes us back to the same bar as the first line in the song. And London Calling came on. I think it must have been on MTV or something like that. And it was just such an emotional time that we all slowly began to cry because we were saying goodbye to each other. And, you know, and I haven't seen her since or heard of her. You know, I have to say, she wasn't a huge, huge name in my life. She was a friend and someone that I really liked. But for whatever reason, when I was writing about Dundee, the city, when I was writing about that bar, of course, because I said goodbye to her in that bar, she came to mind. Right, number three. Hear your piano playing. Hear your piano playing is up front again. Yes, it is. Really refreshing up your piano playing during the pandemic. In what way has it opened up new ideas for composing, different inspirations possibly included? I think it comes down to the way the piano is laid out. Can you hear that? Maybe you can. Hang on, I'll turn that up. I don't know, maybe you can hear that piano there. When I sit down with a guitar to compose, it doesn't really... You can imagine, having written with a guitar for the last 20 years or whatever, that however you put your hands on the guitar, it's always going to kind of sound a wee bit similar to what I've done 20,000 times beforehand, because it's just the way, you know, you sit down and you play a G chord or whatever you play, and that's the first thing, and then it's finding where to go with after that G chord's been played. Whereas with a piano, because I don't understand how it works, right, hang on, look. I've turned the piano up here, so my voice might change a wee bit, but look, here's the piano. You can just throw your hands on it and it comes up with a weird chord. And I can't pretend I understand what these chords are. But that's a lovely sound straight away. You see what I mean? I mean, that just suggests so many melodies and possibilities. And that's not something I can do with a guitar. So that's the main thing the piano did for me. It kind of opened up the melodic possibilities. And you know, I really like that chord, so I'm gonna try and remember that. And then, of course, there's the style of playing, because I'm not a player. It's very easy to do that kind of playing where it goes. That's very basic, rudimentary piano playing. So it's very easy to just go into that, and if that's working as the song, then it's got a nice feel to it, it's got a nice vibe, and everyone's happy. You know, I think if I was a better piano player, the album would have sounded completely different, to be honest. But anyway, thanks for showing some interest in it, as ever. Much appreciated, and all the best to you and your listeners. Bye now.